The parametric shift shown in the previous slide is due to generation of positive charges at the SiSiO2 interface or SiO2 bulk as a result of NBTi stress. In general, these positive charges can be due to one or more of the following physical processes. Generation of interface traps. I will show you evidence throughout this presentation about the presence of generated interface traps, and it will be shown that this component plays a very important role in determining long-time NBTi degradation at use condition. Generation and subsequent charging of bulk oxide traps. These traps cause TDDB failure, and since NBTi stress is like TDDB stress, these are anyway present. However, as will be shown, their importance is less under use condition, though their presence cannot be ignored for predictive modeling. Charging of process-related traps that exist even before NBTi stress is applied. This is a very important aspect, and minimizing these traps are crucial to obtain production quality devices. It will be shown that once these process-related traps are minimized by suitable process tweaks, and as bulk trap generation is not significant at low voltage use condition, the interface traps would eventually cause long-time device failure. In this presentation, I will walk you through experimental evidences to prove this viewpoint of NBTi physical mechanism. However, in the remaining part of this introductory section, I will show you some basic features of NBTi that has been universally observed.